Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Robert Egenet. He is the executive director of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France, known by its acronym, the CRIF. Of course, we want to talk to him about Sarah Halimi. Robert, thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for receiving me.
Robert, so when I was thinking about chatting to you a little earlier today, I thought liberty, equality, and fraternity are the basis of the French Republic, but maybe not so much for Jews.
More complex than that, but you're right. This is one of the things that we discussed yesterday at the meetings. We had meetings in all of France, and as you know, there were meetings all over the world, more than 30 meetings altogether. And basically to say that France should remain the country of liberté, égalité, fraternité, and the country of the rights of man.
Talk to us about the impact that Sarah Halimi's case is having on the Jewish community in France and in Europe, actually, as well.
The issue, as you may remember, your auditors may remember the case, Sarah Halimi was killed. She is a 63-year-old woman living by herself in Paris, and she was attacked as she was sleeping in the night by an Islamic attacker who killed her and tortured her and threw her by the window, and she died. And the court, after a long process, decided that because he had consumed cannabis and he was not in his full mind, he could not be judged because he was it was impossible to judge him, and therefore there will not be justice will not be rendered for this case of a Jew killing in Paris. And therefore the French Jewish community and I should say more than the French Jewish community, the French people is horrified by this. And even though it may be a legal case and that the court has said what the law says, but people were very shocked by the decision. One of the first to respond, to react to this decision was Emmanuel Macron, the president of the Republic, who said that the law should be changed, and all the presidents, all the leaders of the French community, including Francis Calipari, leader of CRIF, said this was important and urgent to change the law. And Francis Calipari added to it that the law should bear the name of Sarah Halimi to remember her if her assassin could not be judged, but she should be remembered anyways. So it's a question of trust between the Jews of France and the French Republic and these principles that you reminded us of just as we started.
Robert, is this concept of diminished responsibility owing to being high on marijuana, has this been applied by the French courts in other similar matters? Where I'm going with this, what I'm trying to understand is whether the fact that Sarah Halimi was Jewish had anything to do with this issue at all, or is this just a point of law that seems to offend us?
You are asking the very good question, the question everybody's asking. And basically, no, there is not a jurisprudence in this case that the law has been applied in one sense or another. There seemed to be one case where the court judged differently. Anyways, the fact is that 12 Jews have been killed in France since 2003 for the only reason they were Jews.
Jewish.
And so far, we've not had one legal procedure that went to the end, either because the criminals were killed or for other reasons. But anyway, there has not been a case where the criminal has been judged. So to go from there to the point where Jew killers are not judging the country is a step that one may, but every time there are reasons that one may question. And this is why I say that your question is the very question that everybody's asking. The fact is, it's an interpretation of law that the highest court of France has given 2 weeks ago that is very restrictive, but which is the law, which is the reason why the law will be changed very rapidly. Now, we've got the answer from the Minister of Justice yesterday during the demonstrations, who said that he will propose for a change of the law that will be made before the end of May.
One can only hope so. I'm looking at an article written by David Harris in the Times of Israel, and he says, bottom line, smoke, dope, slayer, Jew, stay out of jail. I mean, that's a really scary place to have found ourselves in.
David has written on it, and you can imagine all the Jewish leaders in France have written in all the most important newspapers and magazines in France to express their concern about the French justice and the concern. And one must say that they've been heard by the highest authority of the state, the president, the minister of justice. But so far, reality is reality, and the assassin of Salah Alimi will not be sent to court.
The Jewish community did not sit back and do nothing. They galvanized. They arranged a whole bunch of protests pretty much worldwide yesterday. What happened in Paris?
In Paris, we had the largest demonstration we've had for years. More than 20,000 people were gathered in one area. To hear the leaders of the Jewish community and philosophers and many political figures and many artists also and the representatives of all religions express the same concern and the same fear and the same desire that justice be rendered in the case of Salah Alimi. So it was very positive action from the French society, many, many Jews in this demonstration, but still many representatives also of the civil society, of the religions, of the many artists, including many Muslim individuals and artists and religious leaders. So it was somehow a very good sign for the French society.
Robert Eschned, Executive Director of the Representative Council of Jewish Institutions in France, thank you for your time this afternoon. Greatly appreciated, and keep us up to date with developments on the legal field in this regard, because something must change.
Thanks to you.